أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. إلهي محبوب كل جهاكو دلو جگر کا سلام پہنچے نفس نفس کا درود پہنچے نظر نظر کا سلام پہنچے صلی اللہ علی سیدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. بساط عالم کی وسعت سے جہان بالا کی رفعتوں سے بساط عالم کی وسعتوں سے جہان بالا کی رفعتوں سے ملک ملک کا درود اترے بشر بشر کا سلام پہنچے ملک ملک کا درود اترے بشر بشر کا سلام پہنچے صلی اللہ علی سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. زبان فطرت ہے اس پہ ناطق ببارگاہ نبی صادق
سبحان
زبان فطرت ہے اس پہ ناطق بارگاہ نبی صادق شجر شجر کا درود جائے حجر حجر کا سلام پہنچے شجر شجر کا درود جائے حجر حجر کا سلام پہنچے صلی اللہ علی سیدینا محمد وبارک وسلم رسول رحمت کا بار احسان تمام خلقت کے دوش پر ہے رسول رحمت کا بار احسان تمام خلقت کے دوش پر ہے تو ایسے محسن کو بستی بستی نگر نگر کا سلام پہنچے تو ایسے محسن کو بستی بستی نگر نگر کا سلام پہنچے صلی اللہ علی سیدینا محمد وبارک وسلم نفیس کی بس دعائیں ہی ہیں فقیر کی اب صدائیں ہی ہیں نفیس کی بس دعائیں ہی ہیں فقیر کی اب صدا یہی ہے گلی طیبہ میں رہنے والوں کو عمر بھر کا سلام پہنچے گلی طیبہ میں رہنے والوں کو عمر بھر کا سلام پہنچے صلی اللہ علی سیدینا محمد وبارک وسلم
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهذا كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك فاتبعوه واتقوا لعلكم ترحمون صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى is the creator of the universe. He has created the heavens and the earth. He has created you and me. It is He who created Adam alayhi salam. It is He who created our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and it is He who created the approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam. Every Nabi came into this world as a messenger. And a messenger is he who comes with a message. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also a messenger. Rasul. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also came with a message. Adam alayhi salatu wassalam came with a message. Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam came with a message. Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam came with a message. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, they all came with a message. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also came with a message. But the difference between the message of the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and the message of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with the ultimate message. There is no message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the message of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam categorically has said, Ana khatamun nabiyyin. I am the last of the prophets. La nabiyya ba'di. There is no Nabi to come after me. There is no Nabi who will come after me with a new message. A new prophet will not be born after me. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, who is already born before our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and who was already given a message before this ultimate message. He is still alive in the heavens. And before Qiyamah, he will descend. But he will not come with a new message. He will descend and he will follow this ultimate message. He will come as the follower of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will come as the follower of this ultimate message. This ultimate message, which is known as Quranul Majid, which is known as Quranul Hamid, which is known as Quranul Azim. Which is known as maw'iza, a very special nasiha, a very special advice, a very special admonition, which is known as shifa'ul lima fi sudur. It is cure for all the illnesses of the heart. This ultimate message is the cure for all the spiritual ailments of the heart. It is cure for kufr, it is cure for shirk, it is cure for nifaq and hypocrisy, it is cure for hasad, jealousy, it is cure for bughz, hatred, it is cure for excessive love for this world, it is cure for love for world, love for fame. Maw'iza. Maw'iza. It is an admonition, it is an advice, it is a nasiha which penetrates the heart. Shifa'ul lima fi sudur, it is cure for all the spiritual ailments of the heart. Wahudan, it is a source of guidance. Warahma, it is a source of mercy. It is a source of mercy. It is full of barakah. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ. It is full of barakah. It is full of blessings. الْقُرْآنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. It is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the seven heavens and the earth. This ultimate message. The final messenger comes into this world with the ultimate message. There is no Nabi after him, and there is no revelation after his revelation. And there is no Ummah after his Ummah. Har taraf teer ghi thi na thi roshni, aap aaye to sabko mili roshni. There was darkness all over. Har taraf teer ghi thi na thi roshni. There was no light. There was no light. Darkness of ignorance had engulfed the whole of humanity. 1440 years ago, before the advent of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, har taraf teer ghee thi. There was nothing but darkness all over. Nathi roshni, there was no light, only darkness. Aap aaye to sabko mili roshni. Oh, my beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when you arrived into this world, each and every human was able to acquire light and guidance through this ultimate message that you had brought. Bazm-e-alam se rukhsat hui zulmatein. Bazm-e-alam se rukhsat hui zulmatein. Jab hira se haveda hui roshni. When the light appeared from the cave of Hira, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came from the cave of Hira with the revelation, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaqal insana min alaq. So when this light appeared from the cave of Hira, then the darkness left this world. My friends, we are very, very fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this great gift of the Quran and this great gift of His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this great gift in the form of the final Sharia. We are most fortunate. Let us value these gifts. Let us value the Quran and let us value the gift of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us attach ourselves to the Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us become the embodiment of the teachings of the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the embodiment of the Quran. Whatever you read in the Quran, you would find it in his life. Aqimus salah, establish salah. Salah was in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Atu zakah, give zakah. It was in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, believing in the unseen, it was in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, establishing salah, it was in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيُنْفِقُونَ مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us, it was in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, believing in what was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and believing in what was revealed to the prophets before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran teaches truthfulness. Truthfulness was in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran teaches trustworthiness. Trustworthiness was in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran teaches mercy. Mercy was in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not only read the Quran and understand the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the Quran, understood the Quran, and practiced the whole Quran. So during the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you could find the whole Quran in the scriptures and you could find the whole Quran in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as a result of his beautiful teachings and nurturing, you would find the whole Quran in all his students, approximately more than 100,000 sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They were all embodiments of the Quran. The person asked Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha regarding the characters, regarding the morals, regarding the akhlaq, and regarding the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was his seerah like? What was his seerah like? Can you tell me what his seerah was like? How was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How was his life? How was his life? So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, Ama takrawul Quran? Do you read the Quran or not? The Sahabi said. The Sahabi who was questioned, that can you relate to me the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How was his life? What were his characters like? What were his morals like? So the Sahabi said, Ama takrawul Quran? Do you read the Quran or not? So he said, yes, I read the Quran. So he said, Kana khulukuhu al Quran. The life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was nothing but the Quran. From head to toe, he was practicing Quran. From morning till night, he was practicing the Quran. From night till morning, he was practicing the Quran. In his private life, he was practicing the Quran. In his public life, he was practicing the Quran. During the dark moments of night, practicing the Quran. When in the masjid with the public, he was practicing the Quran. And Quran is full of light. And because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the embodiment of the Quran, each and every second of his life was also, each and every second of his life was also light. Uswai Mustafa ki ye tafsir hai. A poet in the Urdu language says, Uswai Mustafa ki ye tafsir hai. This is the gist of the seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one sentence, the seerah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Uswai Mustafa ki ye tafsir hai. Roshni, 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 roshni. This is the seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one sentence is, he was light, he was light, he was light, and he was light. When he spoke, it was light. When he did something, it was light. Light, it was guidance. Light means guidance. Whatever he said was guidance. Innama al-amalu bin-niyyat, guidance. Ad-deenu nasiha, guidance. Small, small sentences. But oceans of knowledge. Allahu Akbar. Small, small sentences, but oceans of knowledge. Sometimes he would joke with a very young child. Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'alan Nughair. Nughair is a type of bird. And this young child, very young child, it had a bird which was his pet. A young sahabi, very young sahabi. Nughair. It died. So because the bird died, he found himself in a lot of grief. Because he was emotionally attached to that bird. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also came to know of this. That there is a young boy in Madina Munawwara who had a bird pet and it died and he is in a lot of grief. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried to amuse him. And in trying to amuse him, he said, Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'alan Nughair. His name was not Abu Umair. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him this name, Abu Umair, the father of Umair. He was a young child. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Umair, the father of Umair. He did not have children, he was not married. He had not reached the age of puberty. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order to rhyme Nughair, he said, Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'alan Nughair. Oh Abu Umair, what has Nughair done? What has happened to Nughair? So just to make him happy, he said, Ya Abu Umair, ma fa'ala Nughair. It was a joke. He was joking. He was teasing the child. He was playing with the child. And that's the end of the hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam met this young child whose bird had passed away, whose bird has died. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met this child, and in order to amuse the child, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'ala Nughair. Nothing serious. Uswai Mustafa ki ye tafsir hai, roshni, 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 roshni. But that being was so great that every moment of that being's life was a source of guidance. So even when he joked, from that joke, you can deduce so much guidance. The ulama pondering over this statement, Ya Aba Umair, Ma Fa'alan Nughair, have deduced approximately 80 masail. 80 masail. Pondering over this, Ya Aba Umair, Ma Fa'alan Nughair, they have deduced approximately 80 masail. For example, it is permissible to call somebody who is not married, who is still in his young age, who does not have a children, you can call him the father of so and so. It is permissible. Ya Aba Umair. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh Abu Umair, if it was not permissible, he would not have said this. And then the ulama went into more detail. They went into more detail that during the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in this day and age, we have societies where normally people have two names. One is the real name and the other is the nickname. So a person will have two names, and sometimes the nickname may not be a good name. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through giving a young child another name, Abu Umair, he is making sure that the two names that this person has are suitable names. And by giving him the name of Abu Umair, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking good omen that this child will not die in infancy. This child will grow up, this child will get married, and inshallah he will have a child whose name will be Umair, and he will become Abu Umair. We can go on and on. Innamal a'malu binniyyat, it's a very serious statement. Ad-deenun nasiha, very serious statement. Al-idatu daynun, very serious statement. I'm not talking about the serious statements. I'm talking about a statement of amusement. Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'ala Nughair. And the ulama have deduced approximately 80 masail. Uswai Mustafa ki ye tafsir hai, roshni, 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 roshni. Each and every second of his life is light, 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 light. It is through light that a person is guided. So each and every second of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is guidance, 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 guidance. The ulama have stated that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did something, it was guidance. It was guidance when he did something. If he did something, that means it is permissible. If he did something, that means it is sunnah. If he did something, that means it could be wajib. If he did something, it could be farz. So his doing something is law of Sharia. If he said something, it is law. And if he remained silent whilst observing somebody do something, or hearing someone say something, that is also law. Because if somebody did something and he remained silent, that means it is permissible. If somebody said something and he remained silent, that means it is permissible. That is also law. So when he did something, it is law. When he said something, it is law. And when he remained silent, that is also law. So when he did something, it is guidance. When he said something, it is guidance. And when he remained silent, it is guidance. So Quran is a source of guidance. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adorned his life with the teachings of the Quran, so he was also guidance. My friends, let us attach ourselves to both these guidances. Quran and our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us read the Quran. Let us make a firm resolution today that inshallah we will daily read the Quran. Whether we understand the Quran or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us blessings of the Quran. As a result of reciting the Quran, Allah will grant us barakah, Allah will grant us rahmah, mercy. And whether we understand the Quran or not, Allah will reward us. Man qara harfan min kitabillahi falahu bihi hasanatun. One who reads a letter from the Quran, Allah will grant him one hasana. Wal hasanatu bi ashri amsaliha. And the principle that has been set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the angels is that if a servant of mine carries out a good deed, you must immediately multiply it by 10. So whenever a person carries out a good deed, it is multiplied by minimum 10. It could be multiplied by 11, it could be multiplied by 20, it could be multiplied by 100, it could be multiplied by 700. Ila sabi mayate devin. And it could be multiplied by much more. Ila adhafin kathira. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Wallahu wasi'un alim. Depending on the sacrifice that this person is giving, depending on the sincerity of intention that this person has, the deed will be increased and multiplied by many fold. But minimum that a person will be granted is 10 rewards. So for reciting one letter from the glorious Quran, Allah will grant him minimum 10 rewards. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La akulu alif lam mim harfun. I am not saying, do not misunderstand that alif lam mim is one letter. No. I am not saying alif lam mim is one letter. Walakin alifun harfun, walamun harfun, wamimun harfun. Alif is a separate letter. Lam is a separate letter. Mim is a separate letter. So a person will acquire 30 rewards. The ulama and the muhaddiseen commentating on this hadith have said that the alif, lam and mim that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in this hadith is not the alif, lam, mim of Suratul Baqarah. It is the alif, lam, mim of Suratul Fil. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. Suratul Fil also begins with alif, lam, mim. And Suratul Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran, they also begin with alif, lam, mim. But the style of reciting is different. Here we say alif, lam, mim. And there we say alam. We join all three together in Suratul Fil. And in Suratul Baqarah, we separate all three of them. The ulama have said that the alif, lam, mim under discussion in this hadith is the alif, lam, mim of Suratul Fil, not Suratul Baqarah. So when a person says alam, in alam tara, alam, Allah will grant him 30 rewards. But when he reads alif lam mim in Suratul Baqarah, Allah will grant him 90 rewards. Why? Because this alif lam mim is made up of 9 letters. Alif, alif lam and fa. So when a person says alif, he is using 3 letters, alif lam and fa. And when he says lam, he is using lam, alif and mim. And when he says mim, he is using mim, ya and mim. So he is uttering 9 letters. And because he utters 9 letters, Allah will grant him minimum of 9 rewards. So let us make a firm resolution, my friends, that inshallah we will recite the glorious Quran daily. Daily. Let us make this promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That daily we will recite. Daily we will recite. Dr. Abdullah Arifi, rahimahullah ta'ala, the Khalifa of Hakim ul-Ummah, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, and the Shaykh of Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani, Mufti Muhammad Rafi Usmani, Damat Barakatuhum, Shaykh of such great personality. My late Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Ludhianvi, Rahimahullahu Ta'ala, was spiritually connected to Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi. But because he was in Karachi and Dr. Abdullah Arifi Rahmatullahi Alayhi was also in Karachi, with the permission of his Shaykh, he would make a point of attending the majlis of Dr. Abdul Hai every Monday, every week. My Shaykh was a great scholar. He was of the caliber of Mufti Taqi Usmani and Mufti Rafi Usmani. Damat Barakatuhum. Great Shaykh. Despite not being spiritually connected to Dr. Abdul Hai Arifi Rahimahullah Ta'ala, with the permission of his Shaykh, because his Shaykh was in Medina Munawwara. First in India and then Medina Munawwara. So my Shaykh could not regularly go to the majlis of his own Shaykh. So with his permission, he would, every Monday, he would make sure that he is in the company of Dr. Abdullah Arifi Rahimahullah. Not a Maulana, not an Alim, a doctor by profession. First a lawyer by profession and then homeopathic doctor by profession. But as a result of his benefiting spiritually from Hakimul Ummah Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahimahullah Ta'ala, people would see Mufti Taqi Usmani, Mufti Rafi Usmani and my Shaykh, these great luminaries of their time, sitting very respectfully in front of Dr. Abdul Arifi Rahimahullah Ta'ala and listening to his discourses. And in many of their majalis and in many of their discourses, they still say that we have heard something from our Shaykh, Dr. Abdullahi Arifi Rahimahullah Ta'ala, that we could not find anywhere else. Great Shaykh, Dr. Abdullahi Arifi Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Final day in this world. He is departing from this world. It's his final day. And very ill and weak, with lot of pain. But he said to the attendants that I would like to recite the Quran. I would like to complete the ma'mool, my daily practice of reciting the Quran. So he had recited the Quran during the days of his illness, but this was his final day. A few hours before his departure, he said, I would like to recite the Quran. So Quran was placed before him. And as a result of his weakness, as a result of the pain that he was suffering from during his final moments, he recited a few verses only. A few ayat. Maybe a page, maybe page and a half, maybe half a page. And he could not carry on. So he said, close the Quran now. When the Quran was taken away from him, he smiled. And he said, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, I have completed the ma'mool of reciting the Quran today also. My late mentor, Hari Muhammad Farooq Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, used to quote his Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, that one who is punctual with his daily practices, ma'mulat, one who is punctual with his daily practices of dhikr, recitation of the Quran, that is a sign that he is walking. That is a sign that he is progressing towards Allah. We do not know whether we are progressing or not. We are performing salat, we are giving zakat, but we don't know whether we are progressing or not. Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who was an authority in Suluk, he used to say that if a person is regular with his ma'mulat, that is a sign that he is progressing towards Allah. Ma'mulat ki pabandi chalne ki alamat hai. So let us make a firm resolution, my friends, that inshallah from today we will never neglect the recitation of the Quran. And let us allocate a portion from the Quran. Let us allocate a portion from the Quran. Our mashayikh, what do they say? They say that for huffaz, the minimum should be 3 juz per day. minimum should be 3 juz per day for huffaz. Majority of which should be recited in salat. 4 rakat sunnah before zuhr, 2 rakat sunnah after zuhr, 2 rakat nafl after zuhr, ishraq, salatul duha, salatul awabin, tahajjud. This is the minimum, this is what our mashayikh say. Now think for a moment, my friends, especially my huffaz friends, the two young huffaz who are completing today. Listen very carefully. When we complete the Quran, and thereafter we revise the Quran whilst in the madrasa, we are able to easily recite 3 to 5 juz daily. In the initial stages, it's quarter, 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 and then half, half, and then one, and slowly, slowly, it gets better. And we are able to recite 1 juz every day, and then we are able to recite 1.5 juz, and we are able to recite 2 juz. If a student works hard for 1 year, and he remains in the madrasa for 1 year after he completes his hifz, then the minimum progress he will make is that he will be able to recite 3 to 5 juz in one day. 3 to 5 juz in one day. And those people who work very hard, they are able to recite the whole Quran in one majlis. At the Islamic Dawa Academy, we had our annual Quran Jalsa a few weeks ago. And 46 students recited the whole Quran in one go. From Alhamdil Vannas, 46 students. And from amongst the 46 students, there were many who completed the Quran without a single mistake. And probably one of them is sitting in this gathering as well. Maybe more than one. The whole Quran. And Manchester is fortunate that the student is from Manchester. He completed the whole Quran without a single mistake. A few of them, they complete the whole Quran without mistake. Last year, the year before last, every year we have this program. And some with one mistake, some with 2 mistakes, some with 3 mistakes. The maximum mistakes is 25 to 30. So what I am saying to my huffaz friends is that when we graduate as huffaz from the maktab, we are able to recite 3 to 5 juz daily. We are able to. Then we become lazy. And because we become lazy, we don't recite daily. So within 12 months, when we are asked to lead 20 rakat in Taraweeh, we will not be able to even recite 1.25 juz. Because it is difficult to put the Quran in our hearts and minds, but it's very easy to let go. It takes us 3 to 4 years to memorize the whole Quran, but it will take us only a few months to forget the Quran. And all the virtues that we hear regarding the huffaz of the Quran are for the huffaz of the Quran. Sometimes I talk to the huffaz and I say that this brother, we have musallis in the masjid, there are so many musallis here. For example, our Siddiq bhai. If I ask the huffaz here, that if I say Hafiz Siddiq, will you not say to me that he is not Hafiz of the Quran? So why can't I call him Hafiz? Everybody will say, these 2 young students will also say to me, and all the students that are studying Hifz in this madrasa will say to me that you cannot call him Hafiz because he has not put the whole Quran to memory. So then I say to the Huffaz that what is the difference between Siddiq bhai and that Hafiz who memorized the whole Quran but later on forgot the Quran? What is the difference between Siddiq bhai and that person? At the age of 16, 18, 20, I was in the madrasa, so I memorized the Quran. And thereafter I became neglectful. And I cannot recite the Quran now. I have to, for 4 rakats of Taraweeh, I have to prepare the whole day in Ramzan. So if Siddiq bhai cannot be called Hafiz of the Quran, because he has not put the whole Quran to memory, he cannot recite the whole Quran by memory, why should we call that Hafiz a Hafiz of the Quran who has memorized the Quran but who has forgotten the Quran? Qari Rahim, Baksh Sahib Rahimahullahu Ta'ala was a great Qari. He was the student of Qari Fateh Muhammad Banipati Rahimahullahu Ta'ala. And I have heard from some of my elders that Qari Fateh Muhammad Panipati Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he is an acknowledged personality. The world has not seen Qurra like Qari Fateh Muhammad Panipati Rahimahullah. As far as the laymen are concerned, to them that Qari is a great Qari, whose breath is very long and whose tune is very nice. Now, Qiraat is a science. Qiraat is a science. And Qari Fateh Muhammad Panipati Rahimahullah Ta'ala, during his time, there was no match to him as far as the science of Qiraat is concerned. His student was Qari Rahim Bakht Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, and his student was Qari Tahir Rahimi. And Qari Tahir Rahimi was spiritually affiliated to my Sheikh Maulana Isu Ludhianvi Rahimahullah Ta'ala. He was the Khalifa of Maulana Isu Ludhianvi Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Regarding Qari Tahir Rahimi, who is the student of Qari Fateh Muhammad Panipati Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib said to me that whenever I have a question regarding the science of Qiraat, the only place where I feel satisfied is Qari Tahir Rahimi. Mufti Taqi Usmani says that the only place I feel satisfied with the answer is Qari Tahir Rahimi. If I have a question on Qiraat, if Qari Tahir Rahimi, he is of this caliber, then imagine the caliber of Qari Rahim Baksh, and thereafter imagine the caliber of Qari Fateh Muhammad Panipati Rahmatullah. I have heard from my elders that Qari Fateh Muhammad Panipati Rahmatullah in his latter stages of life lived in Madina Munawwara. He passed away in Madina Munawwara, and alhamdulillah, like many Deogandi Akabi, he is buried in Jannatul Baqi. Sheikh Huzaifi has learned his qiraat from Qari Fateh Muhammad Panipati Rahmatullah. He has benefited from Qari Fateh Muhammad Panipati Rahmatullah. Once he recited the Quran in front of the Arab Shuyukh, and there was a great alim sitting there, Mullah Ramadani Shami. So Mullah Ramadani Shami, when he heard the recitation of Qari Fateh Muhammad Panipati Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said, Ya Fatah Muhammad, Anta Fatihul Qurra. He said, Oh Fatah Muhammad, you are the conqueror of the Qurra. Ya Fatah Muhammad, Anta Fatihul Qurra. And thereafter he said, this great alim, he said, that I have not heard anybody recite the makhraj of Vaad. It is the most difficult makhraj. Makhraj of Vaad as good as you have recited. So his student Qari Rahim Bakht Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, regarding whom I have heard from my spiritual mentor Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, that I was in Karachi and I was informed by somebody that Qari Rahim Bakht Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala is in Karachi. And Qari Rahim Bakht Sahib spiritually was affiliated to Shaykh al-Aziz Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullah. He was the Khalifa of Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullah. So Qari Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah, I have heard this myself from him, he said, then I decided to go and meet Qari Sahib. Qari Rahim Bakht Sahib Rahimahullah. During his student days, when he was studying in a Darulum, it was his habit to recite 2/3 of the Quran daily. We are talking about 3 juz per day. Qari Rahim Bakht Sahib Rahmatullah used to recite during his student days with all the lessons that he had to prepare, 20 juz daily during his student days. So Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah said, I went out looking for him, and when I finally reached him, he was performing wudu. When he completed wudu, Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam, and I said that Hazrat, it came to my knowledge that you were in Karachi, so I have come to meet you. So Qari Rahim Bakht Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, can I perform 2 rakat tahiyatul wuzu first, and then I will meet you. These were great scholars, great qurra, but they had lot of amal as well, amal in their lives. Not only melodious tone and tune, no, amal was there. Can I perform 2 rakat tahiyatul masjid? So Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, Qari Rahim Bakht Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala had a very beautiful voice. And when he would recite the Quran, it had a tremendous effect on the heart. So he said, I said to him, that Hazrat, if you permit me, I will also join you. It is enough, I will also join you for 2 rakat. So he said, no problem. Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah said, so he studied the 2 rakat salat and I was standing behind him. He studied reciting the Quran. Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah says that in the first rakat, he recited 10 juz of the Quran. Tahiyyatul wuzu. Tahiyyatul wuzu, and he is reciting the Quran, and in the first rakat, he recited 10 juz. So this Qari Rahim Bakht Sahib Rahmatullah, if somebody came to visit him, and whilst introducing himself, if he mistakenly said that I am Hafiz of the Quran. Who are you? I am Yaqub. Where are you from? From Manchester. I am Hafiz of the Quran, Alhamdulillah, and I teach Hifz class in Manchester. Oh, you are Hafiz of the Quran? Yes, I am Hafiz of the Quran. Recite the 10 juz. Immediately exam used to take place. There are many Huffaz who cannot recite abruptly. So when they used to fail, he used to say that how can you call yourself a Hafiz of the Quran when you are unable to recite the Quran? Only that person should call himself the Quran who is able to recite. Hafiz. Hafiz means the one who has preserved the Quran in his heart. Who is a wealthy person? Wealthy person is that person who has wealth. And if he becomes bankrupt overnight, can you call him wealthy? So when he went to sleep at night, he was wealthy. The following morning, he has nothing, so you cannot call him wealthy. So similarly, somebody who memorizes the Quran, you call him Hafiz. And when he forgets the Quran, bankruptcy. He is not Hafiz anymore. It's a very great lesson for all of us who have memorized the Quran, my friend. So our Mashaikh have said that the Huffaz should recite the Quran daily 3 juz, minimum 3 juz. Why minimum 3 juz? Because for 3 juz for them is just like 1 juz for a layman. A layman, if he is able to recite 1 juz, he has to make wudu, he has to hold the Quran, he has to sit down in one place. As far as the Hafiz is concerned, he can recite the Quran whilst walking. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah, he says that I was invited in a town, in a city in Pakistan, and I was asked to lead the Juma Salat. So he said, I decided to travel on Thursday. So on Thursday I arrived at my colleague, my friend's house in the same city. We went for Fajr Salat. Fajr Salat. In the masjid which was in the locality of his friend. And he had to lead the Juma Salat in another masjid. He said, after Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired me. He gave me the tawfiq. So he said, I started reciting the Quran. I had a shawl like this on my head. So he said, I spread the sheet under me. I sat down on my shawl. And I started reciting the Quran. And he said, I continued reciting the Quran. 1 juz, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 15, 20, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26 juz. In one go he recited 26 juz. And he was not young, he had not graduated from a madrasa just a few months ago. This is when he was in his 50s or 60s. 26 juz he recited, and this he said, I got up and I left the masjid. He said, if I did not have to go to the other masjid, which was far away from this masjid, to lead the Juma Salat, I would have completed the whole Quran in that masjid, in the same gallery, in the same masjid. So for us, three juz, for Huffaz, 3 juz is more easier than 1 juz for a layman. So our Mashaikh have said that when you become a Hafiz of the Quran, you already know your Quran. So if you continue reciting the Quran 3 juz daily, you will never forget. You will never forget. So minimum 3 juz for Huffaz, majority of which should be in Salat. And for laymen, minimum is 1 juz. But if we have forgotten the Quran, then let us recite 1.5 twice daily. Or 1 3 times daily. Or half juz 6 times daily. Or quarter juz 12 times daily. If we recite quarter juz 12 times daily, we will find after a few months or years that we are able to recite half now. And then we will find that we are able to recite one now. And we will find that we are able to recite one and a half also. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah, we will revisit the Quran and we will memorize the Quran and recite three juz daily. And if we are unable to recite three juz daily, let us begin with two. Let us begin with one minimum, at least the huffaz. And the non-huffaz should recite one juz daily. If we are unable to recite one juz, three quarter. If not three quarter, half. If not half, quarter. If not quarter, at least one ruku daily. If not one ruku, then one page daily. But daily. Daily. Later, let us make a habit of reciting Quran daily. And on top of that, if you are able to recite Surah Yasin in the morning, and Suratul Mulk and Surah Al-Ikhlam in Sajda before we go to sleep, Alhamdulillah, Nurun ala Nur. Surah Kahaf on Fridays, Alhamdulillah, Nurun ala Nur. There are so many benefits. Let us connect ourselves to the Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how do we connect ourselves? By number one, reciting the Quran daily. Number two, by understanding the message of the Quran and Sunnah by sitting in the company of authentic, reliable ulama. Those ulama who have a chain that reaches Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not self-made ulama. No, ulama who have a chain leading to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Authentic, reliable ulama, sitting in their company and understand the Quran and understand the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Under the guidance of the ulama who are known to us, read good books on Quran and Hadith, on Islam, on Deen, written by authentic, reliable ulama. And try to understand this ultimate message, which is in the form of Quran, which is in the form of Ahadith. And the ulama have written tafasir, commentaries. They have written commentaries of the Ahadith, commentaries of the Quran. This is how we will connect to the Quran. By reading the Quran daily, inshallah, whether we understand it or not. And number two, by understanding this ultimate message. And number three, by becoming the embodiment of these teachings. By practicing. By practicing. I would like each and every brother to make this resolution. Each and every brother who is listening to me now, who will listen to me later. Each and every sister who is listening to me now and who will listen to me later. Let us go from here with this firm resolution that we will connect ourselves to this ultimate message. This ultimate message. If we connect ourselves to this ultimate message, which was sent by Rahman, which is full of Rahman, and which was brought by Rahmatul Lil Alameen. If we attach ourselves to this ultimate message, which was brought by Rahmatul Lil Alameen, which is full of Rahman, and which was sent by Rahman and Rahim.
Allah.
If we follow this ultimate message, then Rahmah will engulf us in this world at the time of death, in the grave, and on the day of Qiyamah, and on the Bulsirat. If we as a Ummah attach ourselves to this ultimate message, then Rahmah will engulf the whole Ummah, my friend, and all the problems will be solved. This is the need of the time, that we attach ourselves to this ultimate message. We learn, and we practice, and we pass on. Learn, practice, pass on. Learn, practice, pass on. But through authentic and reliable sources. Google is not a reliable source. Everybody knows. Google is not a reliable source. Google is not an authentic source. Authentic, reliable ulama. Those ulama who you have known for years. Mawlana Samiruddin Sahib is here. Mawlana Abrar is here. Mawlana Yaqub is here. Mawlana Hanif is here. Other ulama in our locality. Allama Khalid Mahmud Sahib is a great scholar. And then other scholars up north, down south, Midlands. There are so many ulama, authentic, reliable, whose reliability and authenticity has been vouched for by great ulama. Great ulama. Great ulama. Why should we read the articles of someone who is unknown to us, whose background is unknown to us. Why should we read articles or listen to the lectures of those people who are completely unknown to us? We don't know them. Only because they sound good? Only because we enjoy listening to them? Our iman and our deen will be in danger, my friends. So let us connect ourselves to this great message. This ultimate message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is my only message to them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the two very young students who are completing the Quran today, completing the memorization of the Quran, who have put the whole Quran to memory. I urge them to remain connected to Quran until they breathe their last. They should make sure that they keep the whole Quran to memory until they breathe their last. And number two, I urge them to try to enroll in madaris where higher education is imparted, and they try to enlighten their hearts with the tafsir and with the meanings of the Quran also. And thereafter they become embodiment of the teachings of the Quran, and they become a beacon light for the whole ummah. The ummah is in need of good young ulama. Good young ulama who have concern for the hereafter, who have concern for the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all acceptance. And may these two students become a means of salvation for their families, for their teachers, for all those people who have exerted effort behind them. And may they become a means of salvation for all of us. For all of us who are here, for the whole ummah. And may the barakat of this completion reach all the four corners of the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakah of this completion of the Quran, fulfill all our needs of this world and the hereafter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill all the needs of the whole ummah of this world and the hereafter. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها، أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان، واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك، ولا تنسنا ذكرك، ولا تهتك عنا سترك، ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك، واجعل همتنا وهوانا فيما تحب وترضى. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الجنون والجذام والبرص وسيء الأسقام. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها، وخير أعمارنا أواخرها، وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يردد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة وفتنة مضلة. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا. ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا. ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. اللهم اهدنا بفضلك فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك. إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت. تبارك ربنا وتعاليت. نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم. اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك والمسجد الأقصى المبارك والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك ونبيك. ونعوذ بك من شر ما عاذ منه عبدك ونبيك. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تجعل كل قضاء قضيته لنا خيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تجعل كل قضاء قضيته لنا رشدا. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل جر والسلامة من كل إثم والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا
هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا غما إلا كشفته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا ضالا إلا هديته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا أنتنا على قضائها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين إليك ربنا فحببنا وفي أنفسنا لك ربنا فذللنا وفي أعين الناس فعظمنا ومن سيئ الأخلاق فجنبنا وعلى صالح الأخلاق فقومنا وعلى الصراط المستقيم فثبتنا وعلى الأعداء أعدائك أعداء الإسلام فانصرنا اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين ومن المتطهرين ومن عبادك الصالحين ومن أوليائك المقربين الصديقين ومن خدام دينك وعشاقك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسمائنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثارنا على من ظلمنا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا اللهم إنا نسألك في سفرنا هذا البر والتقوى ومن العمل ما ترضى ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين آمين.